Christ are perfect patterns spiritually, May 11, in being the light of the world. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. It was morning. The sun had just risen above the Mount of Olives, and its rays fell with dazzling brightness on the marble palaces and lighted up the gold of the temple walls, when Jesus, pointing to it, said, I am the light of the world. By one who listened to these words, they were long afterward re-echoed in that sublime passage, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Those who are sanctified through the truth are as bright, shining lights, giving light to all that are in the house. Good works will be revealed in every true believer. The Lord can accept of nothing short of perfection of character, wholeness to God. Any half-hearted service will testify before the heavenly intelligences that you have failed to copy the pattern. Christ's followers are to be more than a light in the midst of men. They are the light of the world. Jesus says to all who have named his name, ye have given yourself to me, and I have given you to the world as my representatives. As the Father has sent him into the world, so he declares, have I also sent them into the world. While our Savior is a great source of illumination, forget not, O Christian, that he is revealed through humanity. God's blessings are bestowed through human instrumentality. Angels of glory wait to communicate through you heaven's light and power to souls that are ready to perish. If Christ is dwelling in the heart, it is impossible to conceal the light of his presence. When the light of the world passes by, privileges appear in all hardships, order in confusion, the success and wisdom of God in that which has seemed to be failure. The gifts of light and life come to us together.